I ended the spring semester with a 3.0. And then what I was saying was I dropped my future classes for the spring and the fall because I told those not I was leaving, and we were on the same page. We were on the same page while I was out there. People were thinking that I dropped my classes I was in, and they were thinking that that's why he had a reason to hold me or something, but no.
So you did, I mean, you left in good academic standing all the way around then?
Yeah, completely. I made sure that I finished every corner, I left with no stone unturned. I finished two out of my three semesters there, I had 3.0.
Well, tell me, just to, this will be backtracking a little bit for you, but just tell me how basically things got to this point.
The main reason I wanted to come back closer to my family was a big part of it. Like, I have two little sisters that are real young, and they're growing up, and I have a little brother, and I wasn't able to go home for like over 7 months. So when I came back home, they were all growing up, you know. It's just like, you know, it's hard for me to be away from my family for 8 months at a time. I want to see my little sister grow up and be a part of that. Also, I told, I know I'm pretty sure you read the article when I told them that, you know, I wanted to play significantly if I was going to burn my red shirt because I didn't want to waste a year. And, you know, it ended up not happening like that. And so, you know, I wanted to go somewhere where I could use my red shirt and then train harder and be mentally ready and actually play my sophomore year, because right now, when I left, I was third string on the depth chart, and I'm like, okay, I played as a true freshman, but now I'm third string, and you know what I mean? So it's just like, it wasn't the best fit for me, and I wasn't angry until they just kept denying it, and I tweeted the stuff yesterday just to bring some attention to it, even though in the heat of the moment, I shouldn't have used the term slave master. What I meant by that, I meant that he was holding me there as if I was his property, not that he's racist, but that he treated us like, that he treated me like a slave or anything. I'm just saying that he's trying to hold me there against my will.
Have you been talking with or hearing from other schools that you would potentially want to go to?
No, I'm not allowed to talk to anybody. Like, I can't get recruited at all. Yesterday was the last step in my process. I already appealed the process of getting denied. And I'm supposed to be in school right now, but I'm not in any classes. I don't, the place where I was living, all my furniture is in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I live. Like, I'm completely gone. And I told them that yesterday, like, and the only thing that happens when they denied it is, like, I had to pay for school, but it's like, y'all just making a burden on me for no reason. Like, I'm already gone, literally gone.